Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Mr. Al Green this morning, and what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs we bear, all because we do not carry everything, every little thing to God in prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm grateful unto him this morning. I thank him for another Monday morning, another week beginning. He woke us up. We're closed in our right mind. We have the use and activity of our limbs, our life, our health, and our strength. We are so grateful unto him this morning, because there's none again today like him, Almighty God, that have all the power. There is no higher power this morning. Welcome to Jesus in the Morning. I'm your host, Evangelist Barbara Pittman of Freedom Doors Ministries, and I come to you live each weekday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And today, really and truly, is April the 15th, 2024. Look at this. We are 4 months and 15 days into this new year. Look like the day is just running by. Time is running fast. Yeah, because time really is winding up. Yeah, it's ending. We're coming to an end. And the problem with us is this. We don't know when. Yeah, we don't know when. But we're preparing daily and we're trusting God to bring us to an expected end, because that's what his word said. So we believe in that because we know his word is true. Hallelujah. And so we thank him today, and whatever we are going through, we know that he's right there with us, because he said in his word, he won't leave us nor forsake us. He will be with us until the end. And every day we remembering this, and we bless his holy name. Hallelujah. So listen, today our topic is this. This is our topic for this day. Where is the love? I remember there was a song someone wrote long time ago that was asking the same question. Where is the love? Because when we look out into the world today, it appears it's a loveless, mean, and evil place. It appears that people have no love. They care for no one. Everything is about them and their families or whoever they love or care for. And the scripture said men would become lovers of themselves. It said that already. It told us this. But yet, when I look out, I see the sun still shines. The moon still come out at night. The water is being held back from the land. The seasons continue to change. The birds continue to fly south for the winter. And I see a lot of different things. The roads are still here. We still have food to eat. We still have shelter. All of these things, transportation, banking, just jobs, just all people still getting married, still having children. When I see all of these things, it let me know where the love is. Yeah, it lets me know where the love is. So we're going to talk about that today. Where is the love? We're going to find the answer together. And the problem with seeing all of the evil and the mean stuff, and it appears that the world is loveless, is because we haven't found the love. We have many times we've told people about where the love is, but they refuse to accept the love and where the love can be found. They refuse it because they feel like it's my thing. I can do what I want to do. And unless love just slapped me in the face, love just got to come to me, and love just got to let me personally know it's there. Huh. Yeah, but that's not always the case. If we seek, we're going to find. I mean, if you search for it, you will find it, but you have to search. There's a door that you can knock on, and if you knock on the door, it will be open to you. If you ask in the right direction, or let's say even ask the right person or the right God even, you will find. Love will be given unto you. But these are things you must do. And you can't just do it and walk away. But you have to continue to do it daily. For the rest of my life, I have to seek after love. There are days when it seeks after me. Hallelujah. Because love is what love does. And the scripture talks about what love is and how it behaves and all of this. And many times we don't get it because we want it the way that we want it, and we want the kind of the love that we think is love. But many times what we think is love is not love. Sometimes it's abuse. Sometimes it's crazy. And if you're not clothed in your right mind, then you can't love nobody, because there are many different phases of mental health. It may be paranoid, you may be schizophrenia or whatever. And guess what happens? If you're these things, you're being tricked. When real love come along, you won't know it because you don't believe it. You're skeptical about every little thing. I mean, every little thing. You got some kind of feedback on it because you're not sure. But when you have Jesus and you make your calling and election sure in him, you won't go through all of this. You can rest. You can have peace. No matter what come up, no matter what you hear, you won't be as concerned, because guess what? You know who holds your future. You know who holds the sun in the sky. You know who brings the moon out at night. You're not concerned about the water because you know who holds the water back from the land. Thank you, Jesus. And then you know this. It's for you. And it be for you. It is more than the whole world against you. We talk about it basically every day, because these are things we really need to be reminded of. And I'm grateful unto Almighty God for all he has given to us. A mind to think. Yeah. A brain to obtain stuff. Yeah. He's done great things for us. And a lot of things we take it for granted because we've had it so long and it was never taken away from us. A friend of mine today, he had posted over on Facebook 4 years ago. 4 years ago, he was saying, the hospitals was full. Huh? Many couldn't go outside. And if we went, we had to wear a mask. And everything had to be washed down and sanitized. It was a lot of work. You go out, when you come back in, if you got a garage, you take the clothes off in the garage, but rush to the washer if you had one and throw it in there and wash it quickly. If not, you had a plastic bag and you put your clothes in there and tie it up until you get to wash. Yeah, because many people had to go to a local wash house or a local laundromat. Yeah. But look at us in 2024. It appears we're somewhat back to what we're used to, what we're accustomed to. We go out now without masks. We go to the store and we shop. Sometimes what we used to have on the shelves are not always there, but it's enough to carry us until the next time. God has been good to us, and we should be good back to him. But many can't get that. They can't grasp that. They can't understand that. They yet lean into their own understanding and all their ways. They're not acknowledging God. They're acknowledging what they think and what they believe, what somebody told them on the internet, what somebody told them from somewhere that they say they had experience in these things. And this is what people go with. And a lot of times they do a lot of stuff because of the job. They're connected to the job. And if they don't do it or think this way or that way, then the job say they can't use them because they need these type of thinking people. So what those that are work and saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and what they do is they pray and the Lord give them what needs to be done at the time it needs to be done to keep the job. He give them what needs to be said at the time that things need to be said because of the job. Yeah. I thank God today that he delivered me from the workforce, because I know they would throw me out on my head, out of their building, because this is not reality we living in. This maybe is your reality, but it's not real. And when we deal with God, we're dealing with realness. He's the only real thing I know. I'm talking about real. I don't have to doubt it. I don't have to be convinced. I know it for myself. And so I'm grateful unto him this morning. But ask yourself, where is the love? Where is it? Because many times we're looking to man to love us and to show us love. We're looking to our husband and wives. We're looking to our children, you know, mom, dad, aunt, uncle, cousins, nephews, nieces. We're looking at co-workers, a boyfriend, girlfriend. We're looking at all of these people. And I won't say that you won't find love, your family member, friends, or even co-workers. I won't say they won't love you. But I'm talking about a real love, unconditional. Whether I speak to you or not, you still love me. Whether I visit you or not, call you or not, I still love you. We may have had some disagreements somewhere along the line, but I still love you. And because we don't agree on the same thing, that don't mean we walk away hating each other. No, it just means that we didn't come to an agreement. I believe what I believe, you believe what you believe, and life go on. A great example for me is Brother Jermaine. He don't always agree. And he haven't always agreed with what I said, but guess what? The love is still there. I'm this way even when I go to church and a pastor's up or the speaker for the hour is up. It could be some other program or something. Because, you know, in the South, we have a lot of different gospel programs and different things. And it could be that the preacher up preaching. And some things in there I don't quite get. Because when I read the Bible, it says something different. And the scripture he uses says something different. Now, I may not eat that portion of the word right there. I may not eat that. I may go and research for that. I may go seeking God for that portion of the word. But the portions that I understand and I know this is God, I'm going to eat that. That's the portion I'm going to eat to feed my spirit man. But it don't mean I don't like the pastor or the speaker or, you know, I don't want to hear what they got to say, never. It does not mean that. Because the word of God tells us to love, not like the world love. See, because what the world would have did is as they say in the word, threw him out, the baby and the bathwater, threw it all out. But we as believers, we get what we can cipher, tell God thank you, and move on in love, in love, in love. Yeah. So listen, we're going to prayer. We're going to pray, in other words. And we're going to one more song of the morning. And we'll come back talking about asking the question, rather, where is love? And we're going to go together to search to find where love is. And we're going to move on from there. And we ask God to open up all of our spiritual ears and our spiritual eyes this morning, that we can fully receive from him. And he will send his word today, and his word will heal us. Oh, yeah. Spiritually, mentally, and physically, his word will heal us today in Jesus' name. Yeah. And whatever we need, we're going to continue to speak it. because you're speaking it into existence. I know this is true, and I know this works. The truck that I had, I spoke that into existence. Mm-hmm. Kept speaking it, and the truck come on. Hallelujah. But another thing I want to throw in there right quick is this. Let's work unto the Lord. See, when you work unto the Lord, the pay is great. The benefits, you can't claim them all. You just don't understand them all because he gives so many benefits. The benefits of needs and wants while we're working unto him. And just keep speaking what you want. Some people say, oh, you lie. No, it's not that I'm lying. I'm speaking it because this is what I want to come. This is what I want to come past. I am debt free today. I am debt free is what I'm speaking. The log cabin I want. The plans are already being made. The blueprints are already being made so that the cabin can be built. The land that I wanted on is coming forth. Yeah. I got the land, I got the kind of log cabin I want, I got the blueprints that I want, and I got the builders to build it. That's how you speak it. That's how, and you believe that. Why? Our Heavenly Father is all more than rich. He made the heavens and the earth. He put things into place. And whatever I need, he will supply. Whatever I want, he'll give because he's my father. He's my shepherd. He takes good care of me. And I'm not asking for these things so that I can be greedy or I can compete with someone else. No, this is my dream. This is my heart's desire for a very long time, over 20 years almost, maybe longer. I can't remember all of it. But after I left Alaska, I knew what I wanted, the log cabin. Yeah. I knew that after I came to him, I knew that I want to go back with him when he comes. I know that when I stand before him, I want him to count me blameless. I'm speaking these things, my name in the Lamb Book of Life, I'm his. I'm coming back with him to judge the world. Yeah, you speak it. You speak it. You speak it and believe it. What is it you want? Can you speak it and believe God to bring it to pass? Oh, it's all right. It's already all right this morning in Jesus' name. So listen, let's go to prayer. And when we come back from prayer, we're going to one more song of the morning. And we're coming back with our scripture reading. And we're going to talk about where is love, and we're going to seek to find where love is. If you find it, and if you find some other things that will help us along, please feel free to press the number one and come in today, because we're finding these things together. Where is love? Anybody know what love is? Hallelujah. This is what we're seeking for. We're not seeking for the love of the world, because they love funny. Their love is a different type. It's a love that if you give me this, I love you. If you don't give me this, then I got to show you, you know, I don't really like you right now. But love covers a multitude of sins. And whether we have a disagreement again or not, I still love you. Yeah. Many times a husband and wife, they disagree, and when dinner time comes, dinner's served on time. Clothes are washed, folded, iron, starch, whatever need to be done, and they're in place where they usually be. But we had a disagreement, and we're not going to bed not speaking. We're not going to bed angry. We're not going to let the sun go down on our wrath because we're angry. We're believers. We're the children of God, the people of God, the daughters and sons of Almighty God. We're the saints of God, believe it or not. Yeah. And so our world is totally different than this outside world. Well, it's their thing. They're doing whatever they're big enough to do. Yeah. So we give God glory and honor and praise this morning. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word this morning. But Father, your word is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. And forever, O God, thy word is settled in heaven. Father, we know this morning and we thank you for it. You said what you meant and you meant what you said. And Father, we thank you that you hear what we say, but you're looking at what we're doing. Thank you that you allowed us to know that hell is real and it enlarges itself daily. We thank you this morning. Father, we thank you for waking us up. We thank you for being closed in our right minds. We thank you for the use and activity of our limbs. Father, this life that you've given us, health and strength. We thank you this morning that you're on our side again today in spite of us. Thank you that you're looking beyond our faults and yet meeting our needs. Father, we thank you today that you're our shepherd and we shall not want. Hallelujah. We thank you today that, Father, you supply need according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. We thank you this morning, for there's none like you. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. And most of all, we thank you for your love. For you so loved us, you gave the only begotten Son. And Father, we thank you this morning for his suffering. We thank you for his dying. We thank you for him rising again with all power. And there's nothing too hard for him to do. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning. We give you glory. And we come this morning, Father, bow down boldly before the throne of grace, asking this morning that, Father, you would fix our hearts today. Anything that shouldn't be in there, Lord, you remove it today and give us a clean heart. Renew the right spirit within us, a spirit of your love. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that you would regulate our minds. Lord, set our minds in the right direction unto you and to do what's pleasing and acceptable unto you and to do the things that we know is right. Help us today to have integrity. Help us today to have a pure heart in all that we're doing. Let what we do this day please you one day at a time, O God. Yesterday's gone and tomorrow is not promised to us, but Father, you blessed us with today, April the 15th, 2024. And we ask today that you would lead and guide us in the right direction for your name's sake, in the right path, God, for your name's sake. Help us today to see you in all we do. And whatever we do today, let it be to please you. Let it be to bring glory to your name. Help us not to do things that will bring shame to you. Help us to forget about ourselves. Concentrate on you and lift you up today. Worship you in spirit and in truth. Whatever songs we hear here this morning, Lord, let us praise you from a sincere heart. Don't let us just hear some music and decide if we like it or not. But Lord, if we can understand the words, help us to give you glory in the name of Jesus. I bring every caller and every listener before you this morning, Father, asking that you would bless and send uncommon miracles their way today, uncommon favor, uncommon blessings, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless their family and friends near and far. Father, send your anointing through the house, each house today. And whatever shouldn't be there, remove it today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning. And Father, we call abuse out today. We call sickness out today. We call frustration out today. Misunderstanding out today. Any ignorance today. We call it out of every home and cast it to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus. And Father, we restore peace and joy and happiness. We send it there today in the name of Jesus. Wants, needs met, hearts desires. The peace of you, Almighty God. Your love, your joy, your happiness. We send it there today in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake. And that, Lord, you would send these things to your people today in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. No calamity shall come nigh neither of our dwellings. Loose your protecting angels today, O God, to stand watch, to shield, and protect. Keep us from all hurt, harm, or danger. In the name of Jesus, thank you this morning, Father. Thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Oh, we're grateful unto you. Father, we appreciate you this morning, and we love you, for it was you who first loved us. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you today. We can't thank you enough. And Father, those that are sick, we ask that you would touch and heal this morning. You took a beating for the healing of the nation. Father, you heal all manner of sickness and disease. Heal us today, all of us, oh God. Do it for us spiritually, mentally, and physically this day in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, we ask that you would bless those that are incarcerated, those that are in every branch of the military. Father, our administration of our military, widowers and bereaved families, intercessory prayer people, preachers, oh God, and their families, Israel and Jerusalem, all our brothers and sisters overseas, America and the leadership of America today, oh God. Lord, let it all come up for a memorial and bless as only you can do. For your Almighty God, Jehovah, that have all power, and there's no higher power. And Father, we believe that you're on our side today. We believe that you're for us today. We believe that we can cast our cares upon you, for you care it for us. Today, oh God, April 15, 2024, Father, we look to you. We look to the hills from which cometh our help. All of our help comes from you. You made the heavens and the earth. So, Father, we thank you. And we are dependent on you. For without you, we can do nothing. We need you this day to fix it for us. Draw us ever closer unto you. Father, with this clean and pure heart that you've given us today, help us, Lord, to look to you, to please you, and to do what only you can accept in the name of Jesus. Help us to watch today as well as pray. Help us to watch our words, even what we speak this day, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless this segment of Jesus in the Morning. Have your way here today, Father. Send your word that heals. We all need a healing today. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you glory, honor again, and all the praise. And Father, we worship you this day in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name, we ask it all. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Hallelujah. I can hear that. I can hear that. And I know that God is faithful unto us, that he is. And all we have to do is trust him. Have the faith, believe, and trust him. Listen, I used to tell myself, and I still do it today, all the time. So what? What if this don't happen? And what if, okay. But God is still God, and he won't change. Hallelujah. It may not come the way I want it. It may not come at all, but it does not mean that God is not God. Because all things got to work together for my good. I love him, and not only did he call me, but he chose me. So when he don't give me something, that don't mean that he's withholding from me. What it means that what I'm asking for won't work right now together for my good. And he's not going to give me something that won't work together for my good. It's got to work for me. It's got to bring a good result. Hallelujah. I remember a lady telling me, saying, one time, three answers God give, yes, no, and wait. I had never considered that before, but I believe it to be the truth. And most times he's not saying no, he's saying wait. But we take it as a no, oh, God ain't doing it. Oh, yeah, he's going to do it, but at the right time. Do you know, even being sick, there are a lot of times we get to the doctor at the right time. I know people keep putting it off. They keep complaining, oh, this hurt me, oh, that's hurt me, oh, but never go to the doctor. Especially men, they say. But if you'll get up and go to the doctor, you might get some good results right quick. You may get something to stop the pain. You may get something that will heal that sickness that you have. But we got to get up and do something. Today we got to trust God. Today we got to believe God. In 2024, if you believe in anything else, you are a sad person. If you believe that the world loves you, your co-workers love you, the supervisor, come on. People do things to get you to do what they want you to do. We can't accuse God of doing that, because before we come to him, when we were yet sinners, yet he sent his son to die for us. Huh? He put things in place before you was born that would keep you this day. Ah, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm thankful unto him this morning. Listen, let's take a listen at this request, and when we come back, we'll come back with our scriptures, and we'll come back talking about where is the love. And like I said, if you found something that you believe is helping us to find where love is, I need you to bring that scripture for pressure number one and come in. I will stop, and we will hear, because we're seeking this together. I want you to be sure this morning. I want you to make your calling and election sure. Yeah. About where love is. Hallelujah. Even it's been offered to the world so many times, but they refuse. And when there is no love, there would be meanness, evil there. There won't be love. Yeah. So let's take a listen, and we're coming back.
Over every heart and every mind.
It's a wonderful name. It's a name where the righteous can run in and be saved. I've heard people talk about they were being robbed, and they said Jesus, and the robber flee. I've heard women was in a house having a Bible study, and this man burst in to rob them, or several men, and they were going to do some other stuff to them. But they begin to call on the name of Jesus. And you remember he said, when two or three are gathered in his name, he's in the midst. And not only he hear, but he will answer. They took off running out the house, one stayed and fell on his knees and gave his life to Jesus. How about that? Yeah, the name Jesus. Ooh, that's a wonderful name. So look, we're looking at our scriptures of today. I wanted to go over and look at the dictionary version of the word love. I just do this briefly, but we're going to the Bible and see what the book says, what God says about the word love. Hallelujah. And I think that word is a beautiful word. Now, it could be me, you know, because we all have different feelings and different thoughts about things. But I just think that word love is a beautiful word. And the world taught men, when it comes to women, be careful. Don't say that word. I say it as often as you can if you mean it. Now, if you don't mean it, don't say it. But if you mean it, say it. And it's already all right today in Jesus' name. Now, what I get, the word love is a noun and an intense feeling of deep affection. And it gives some examples. Baby feels parents with feelings of love. Yeah, we love our children. Yeah. A great interest and pleasure in something like his love for football. Feel deep affections for someone. He loved his sister dearly. Now, they give a lot of different types of love. But the one that we're looking for this morning is everlasting. The love we're looking for this morning, it hides stuff. It covers us. It keep us balanced. It will cause us to end up in a good place. It'll cause us to have a good expected end. Hallelujah. So it says this. What does God say about love? The most basic thing that can be said about love in relation to God is that God is love.
First John chapter 4 and verse 8. And 2 Corinthians 13 and 11. This does not mean that God is an old-fashioned name for the idea of love. It suggests, rather, that one of the best words to describe God's character is love. God is love. That's your answer right there. That's the first answer right there. Because he's many things to us. And each one of us, we have a different relationship with him. Your relationship is not like mine. Mine is not like yours. But yet we love him and we know that he loves us. So that's our answer coming into this thing. Where is the love, God? The love is in God. The love is in Jesus. Today it appears we live in a loveless, mean, and evil world. Where there's no love, without love means an evil exists. And that's true. Because if you don't have God in you, there's nothing evil and nothing mean you can't do. Because you don't have the keeper. You don't have this which will keep you balanced. This that will keep you in perfect peace. This that no matter what your care is, you know that you can cast it upon love, for love careth for you. Glory to his majesty. No one care about others, and others care about no one if we don't have love. Today there is yet love in this old world, but we must search for it. I found love in 1993, and it continues until this day. Let's find the answer to this question together today. Yeah, love has lasted me from 93 to 2024, and as I continue to live, I know that love will continue to be there, abide in my life. Yeah, I look back and I think on the people that came into my life and left. They came and they loved me and they left. I think on my sister. I have a sister. Her name was Carolyn. And I knew she loved me because we were sisters. We used to talk about things. I had a cousin. Her name was Jane. We were very close. And I knew this Jane loved me. I knew it. The action showed. I could go to her and say, girl, I cannot pay that light bill this month. And she would look at me and say, well, how much is the light bill? I say, $164. She said, well, here's the $164 and bring my money back when you get it. And she said, I got to go. I would go on her job. She would give her that money, and she'd say, I got to go back to work. I got to work. And I'd go on about my business. And the next time I see her, talk to her, she'd say, pay the light bill. I got lights on over here. That kind of thing. But she loved me. She would come to me and say, look, I need a place to rest for a couple of days. I'm tired of fighting with these kids, done coming home, this, that, and the other. I said, well, come on. And she would disappear. And I believe the first people they would call was me because they knew we was tight. Her husband called me, me and him talked about it. Yeah. Love, love, love. I knew my dad loved me. I knew my mom. I got two brothers, and I know they both love me. Yeah. And if you look at Luke chapter 6 and verse 32 this morning, we're going down through some scriptures. For if ye love them which love you, listen to this, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. This love that we're talking about is a different kind of love. It's not, I want to say, the norm of everybody else or the unknown of everybody else. This is a different kind of love. Because this love will cause you to love your enemies, people that you know is against you, people that will poison you and kill you if they can get away with it, people that will shoot you in your head if they can get away with it, people that will put you on a deserted island and leave you forever and never want to see you again. Love them. Gotta love them. Again this morning, for God is love. And if we got God, we have love. We have love to give. We never run out of love because he is love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And look, I found this and it says, what is love according to the Bible? God is rich in unfailing love to all who love him, trust him, confess their sins, experience his forgiveness, and obey him wholeheartedly. Love is the greatest virtue. It is the chief fruit of the Holy Spirit at work in and through our lives. Yeah, that's what is love according to the Bible. Yeah, I tell you, it's a beautiful thing. Love is a beautiful thing. I think it's a beautiful word. But we got to get it right. We got to get in there and separate ourselves and go to God. And maybe stay there a few days in your private closet, your secret closet, and talk to him about love. And strength to love. And the right mind to love. Because a lot of times we go through a lot of emotions, especially women, they say. But I've never known women to quite be like men, because men, if most times you do something to them, they might take it one time, but you do it two or three times, it's going to be a problem. Women, they say it's going to be a problem the next time. But as soon as you come back humble and acting as if you love them, they go right back into the same trap. Now, it may happen for some men. I've never been a man, I've always been a woman. And I'm sure it has. I'm sure there's a husband that has forgiven his wife many times. I'm sure somebody was in a relationship, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend thing. It could have been good friends with benefits. You know, they say all this today. And they had some problems in there, but when they come back and they would show humbleness and I care about it, it went, continued on. Yeah. But for if we love them which love you, what thank ye have? For sinners also love those that love them. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 18 says, there is no fear in love. But folks will be with folks. A man and a woman in a relationship. And it'll go on for years. Because somebody fearing in the relationship, most likely many times it's the man. Could be the man or the woman. But I've seen a lot of cases of men afraid to get married because of what they think may happen. Some women are afraid to get married because what they fear will happen. Now, I'm not afraid to get married. That's not the case. I, in a way, feel like that Ethiopian eunuch. I'd rather give my all to God. Yeah, it's not that I don't love men. It's not that I don't like men. Yeah, I love men. I have to be careful because I don't want to give to man what God deserves. Yeah, love them. I'm telling you the honest truth. But I love God more. And because of what he did in my life, I feel like I want to be dedicated to him. Now, I say stuff, yeah. And some days I see, and I be like, now if I had a husband, but I got God, so he send what I need. I need a maintenance man, God send him. Huh? Hallelujah. He's that kind of God. But I believe if man and woman come together as one, great things can be accomplished. Love, caring, sharing. You have someone there, company I'm going to call it, companionship. It's a beautiful thing. And again, this morning, the word love is a beautiful word. 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love. If you love somebody, you're not scared to do nothing that you think they want done or need done. Marriage, buy a house, have children together, use the same checking account, saving account. Yeah, there is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear. Oops. But perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Did you hear all of that? I know y'all may hear me talk about this couple quite a bit. And I have to talk about what I know. I can't, you know, really talk about what I don't per se know, you know. But Sion and Pastor David, what I see over there, that's love. I can't say it was always there. That's none of my business. But what I see today is love. he can press the number one and be talking. She in the background talking about her chocolate honey butter. The man is speaking spiritual. See, she just gone with it. But that's love. And there's nothing she can't tell her husband. I saw this and I was like, wow. But let me tell you, she carried to him in a respectful way. Oh, it's beautiful. I can remember I wanted to do something concerning them. And she said, I don't know, Miss Barbara, but this and that. I'm going to go to him. I said, yeah, because I got to talk to him, because this is how. She went to him. At first, I could hear the, you know, like, what? No, that's not me. That's not how I roll. But as the Lord led me to speak more, he accepted. But see, and then he accepted it too, because she wanted it. And he always want her to have what she want. He always want her to be happy. Yeah, beautiful couple. They pray together. She can be misunderstanding about something in the scripture here, explain it to, she go to him, her husband, and he explain it to her. He tell her things that he see. Oh, and it come to pass. Just beautiful. The word love is a beautiful word. Yes, but now it's not, I'm assuming, for everybody, because everybody don't know how to love. And some people say, I can't love because I was never loved. The devil is a lie. And a fool, and make a liar and a fool out of you. We determined where love was. We determined it was God. If you come to him, number one, his love will not in no wise cast you out. It won't turn you away, because he loved you. He sent his son to die for you. So there's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear has torment. That thing will torture you. Let me tell you what it'll tell you. Oh, he out cheating. Oh, she out cheating. They don't have to work late tonight. He over there at his girl house. He got a woman on the side. Oh, in church, did you see how Pastor looked at her? Something going on between the two of them. Nothing is going on. Fear have torment. Yeah, so we got to be careful. And we go through God for relationships. even if it's a friend or whatever, we trust God in it. Sometimes we automatically just know he put it together. We can trust it. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Now that's what John said. First John. That's what God inspired him to write. Yeah. Over, where did it go? Oh, it tried to run away. Hosea 3:1 says, then said the Lord unto me, go yet, love a woman, beloved of her friend, yet an adulteress according to the love of the Lord toward the children of Israel, who look to other gods and love flagons of wine. Gotta be careful. Then the Lord said unto me, go yet, love a woman, beloved of her friend, yet an adulteress according to the love of the Lord towards the children of Israel, who look to other gods and love flagons of wine. We got to have a sound mind if we're going to love right. We can't be all over the place. I can't want your husband. No, I can't do that. I can't want your boyfriend. Number one, we must believe every woman you qualified to have your own. So there's no need of you playing around with somebody else. Somebody, I love him. Love who? He's already married. He's already in a relationship with a woman. So who you loving? I'm telling you, got people in the church who think like this. Yeah. But what we got to do is seek love. Seek God. For God is love. 1 Thessalonians 4:9, but as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. Now that's a beautiful thing right there. 1 Thessalonians 4:9, but as touching brotherly love, touching it, I feel the love from Dot. I feel the love from Irene. I feel the love from Jerry. I feel the love from Brother Anthony. I feel the love from this one and that one. And, huh? And even if we're not together every day, if we don't talk every day, every now and then, some way, somehow, if it's nothing more than a question, we're going to reach out to one another. Because I know you, you know me, and I love you and I appreciate you. I may not always show it. I have people that hit me up in a text, hey, Sister Barbara, just checking on you. I don't want nothing. Hey, Sister Barbara, this, and that. Oh, have you seen this? They're sin things. Yeah, that would benefit me. Brotherly love. Nobody had to write that. Nobody had to say, hey, look here. You been with Sister Barbara, she did this and this. You checked on her in a while. Nobody don't have to do that. I'm going to do it on my own. Yeah. He said, you need not that I write unto you. I don't have to say nothing to you about this. For ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. That's a beautiful thing. Look at 2 Samuel 1:26. I am distressed for thee, my brother Jonathan. Very pleasant hast thou been unto me. Thy love to me was wonderful, passing the love of a woman. Yeah. Now, some folks said he was gay. That's a lie. He was in distress. And he remembered Jonathan. And he called him my brother. He didn't say my man or my friend. He said my brother. Very pleasant hast thou been unto me. You've been good to me, Jonathan. You knew your dad was out to kill me. I didn't believe it, but you knew it. And then to prove it to yourself and me, you went back to make sure. That it wasn't just a thought in your head of what you was believing, but that it was the truth. Love to me was wonderful, passing the love of a woman. Titus 2 and 4 says that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. We're talking about God this morning, but God is love. Who taught me? My mom taught me. The church taught me. Preaching taught me. Bible study taught me. Sunday school taught me. But the main one that taught me was Almighty God, who have all power. I wanted it from him. I just didn't want it from the pulpit. You know, I know he used man's mouth, but I wanted my calling and election to be sure. So I wanted God to do it for me. When he spoke through Bishop's mouth, that was God speaking to me. He taught me. But there were times when Bishop was nowhere around. And it was me, God, in the book. Yeah, me, God, in the Bible. And he taught. And many things he taught was not like what other people said it was. Then there are times when he taught and it was exactly what Noah Jones said. It was exactly what my boy in Texas said, Terry Anderson. It was exactly what Bishop G.E. Patterson said. Because we had to, you have to be of the same mind. Yeah. So Titus 2 and 4 says that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. Yeah, I never really wanted to set up with a bunch of women and drink or smoke weed and hang out unless it was, you know, some money involved, some type of weight. Yeah, but that kind of thing wasn't my thing. But when I was married, I loved my husband and took care and loved my children. I went through quite a few things because I didn't really have no help. We moving on. 1 John 5 and 2 says this, by this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. He took them 10 and turned them into 2. So it would be easier for us to obey those 2 commandments. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. When we keep his word, when we, obey his word. When we really see his word as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, is when we apply it. That's the only way you're going to get to see it. You must apply his word to your everyday life. Not on Sunday in church. Y'all dressed up and you're feeling holy. Sunday evening come, you done took off the dress-up clothes. You're not feeling so holy. And you're doing anything you're big enough to do. His word still says the same thing. Whether we obey it or not. And this is what he said, not what I'm saying. He said we belong to him if we obey his word. If we're not obeying, then we are none of his, as they say. We don't belong. This is why I know that once saved, always saved. Don't go for the hype. You don't want to hear, depart from me, I don't know you. Because, see, he didn't call you to that. He didn't bring you forth to do this over here. He brought you forth to do that over there, which is obey him, love, work in the vineyard, humble, all of these type things. The fruits of the Spirit. The focus on these things, what's true, what's pure, what's lovely, all of these things. Wait on him. Be of a good report. Wait on him. This, all of this. Loving your enemies. No gossiping. No unforgiveness. No hating people. No, you got it, but you won't give it. You lie. None of that. I'm praying about all these things because I'm reminded that when I stand before him, every word that came out of my mouth, I got to give an account of it. Every deed, everything that I've done, when I stand before him, I must give an account of it. So I want to obey him. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 12 says this, no man has seen God at any time. Now that's what John is telling. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 12 says this, no man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Did you hear that? I remember the saying that, how can you love me, which you have never seen, and hate him that you see all the time, that you've seen before? How can you do it? In other words, God said, you're lying, the truth is not in you. You can't love me who you see. I can't love you who I see, but I can love something invisible. And because I'm not seeing God, and the just shall live by faith. I walk by faith and not by sight. So no man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Because what God is, love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew chapter 5 and 46 says this, but if ye love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? Look, other religions, they love them that love them. When you look back at them scribes and Pharisees and Sadducees, they was against Jesus. They didn't love him. They set him up to kill him. I said that like my daddy did. They set him up to kill him. That was not love. And even after he died and rose again, they come up with another lie. That his disciples came and stole the body. So that it would appear what he said came true when it was already true. You just liars. They got together because they loved one another. In their way of love. So if I love everybody who loved me and I don't love my enemies, what reward do I have? I'm doing what sinners and ungodly people do. I'm doing what people who don't know God is doing. Oh, yeah. So I don't have no big thing. I shouldn't get no hero points or brownie cookies. Yeah. Romans chapter 13 and verse 10 says this, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. What? Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Even they talking about in the law, which in my book God abolished because he brought grace and truth forth through his son, Jesus Christ. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. I don't want to do the people no wrong. They did me wrong, but I don't want no wrong to come to them. I want to forgive quickly and move on in Jesus. Therefore, love is fulfilling of the law. So if you do that now, you're covered. Under the law and grace and truth. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Proverbs 8 and 17 says, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Now, that's good news right there. That's Jesus. That's God. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. This is why we brought the topic, where is love? You got to seek to find him. You got to seek to find it. I had been out there a long time before 1993. I had been with men. I had been in relationships. I had been out in the world. I did not know what I know now. I really didn't know that if I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. I didn't know all of this. And because it really wasn't a real personal relationship with him. It was that form of godliness denying the power thereof. It was that honoring him with my lips, because I had been to church. I had heard the church people. I had heard my parents talk. It was the honoring with my lips, but my heart was far from it. That's what that was. I didn't love him. I wasn't seeking him early unless I needed something. And then I would pray. But do you know many times God blessed me, looking back at it, when I was yet a sinner, God yet blessed me. Looking back at it, I was in trouble. Guess what? He came to my rescue. Time after time after. But I did not really know how to trust him. I really didn't know how to fully walk in faith and have faith in him like I do today, which have blessed me tremendously. Many uncommon things come my way because God sent them. Because I have faith in him. I trust him. I talk to him. Yeah, you talking to me, I'm talking to him. I got my spot where I go out and talk to him. Some days I just want to be by myself because I was used to being by myself and just stretching out in him. It's what we call, we long for him. Hallelujah. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, the longing for him. He's coming back one day and fulfill it all. Hey, glory in us. Thank you, Lord. So look, 1 John 2:15 says, love not the world. Here we go. John says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And I know they get mad, and I know they don't like it. Come out from among them and be separated. Stop dressing like them. Love not the world. Stop doing what they're doing. Stop thinking like they thinking. Stop running your business like the world run their business. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now this is the word, 1 John 2:15. This is not a 1 Barbara 2:15. This is the word. We're here and what the verse said above it, what the verse said under it. I'm talking about 1 John 2:15. I ain't talking about nothing else. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. You don't need none before or after that. That's plain and simple right there by itself. But I know you want to cover up many times, people does. They want to cover up. They want to make it fit so that they can continue to sin, so that they can continue to be a part of the world. I am in the world, but I'm not of the world. I go out into the world and witness. I go out into the world and preach. I go out into the world to serve. But guess what? I'm not of the world. I'm just in the world. This is my workstation. But there's a day coming when I won't have to punch the time clock here to work no more. All of this will be over. Yeah. I'm going to take my rest, and when I wake up, I'm waking up with him to come judge the world. That's my hope. That's my dream. That's my prayer. That's the desire of my heart, to come back with him to judge the world. Mark 12 and 38 says this, and he said unto them in his doctrine, beware of the scribes which love to go in long clothing and love salutations in the marketplace. Because you know, you got them ties. You know, they like to be seen and they like to be greeted and put up on a pedestal. Oh, hey, Bishop so-and-so. Oh, boy, their head swells. Looking around to see who heard he or she was a bishop. Because you got some women, they say they bishops now. I believe what you tell me about you, and I go on by my business. And I treat you according to what you told me. You got to stand before God, not me. Oh, hey, Apostle so-and-so. Oh, people look up to that. I know a lady, baby, she left me so fast because she had to go with this man who licensed her. And you, well, that's all I can say. And people are willing to travel. People are willing to pay to go get a title. But all a title means is work unto the Lord. That's what a title means. It don't mean you put up on a pedestal and the world serve you, the church serve you. People keep bringing you water. And look, get the work done. Focus on the work, because the harvest is plenteous, the labors are few. Pray that the Lord of the harvest will send more laborers. But how about the labor that he called or chose you for, or called and chose you for? Why you're around here wanting a title? I didn't choose myself. The Lord gave me the title, and he told the bishop what I was. The only title I know I truly have is evangelist. Spreading the good news. You got work to get done. You ain't got time to be dressed up to my, bow down to me. What? And because God done used my mouth to prophesy to you and it came true, or it was already true, I was just confirming what you already knew. That's not time for you to bow down to me. Time for you to lift them hands and tell God thank you. He brought it forth. He confirmed what you already knew. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And he said unto them in his doctrine, beware of the scribes, which love to go in long clothing and love salutation in the marketplace. Yeah. I was in line at the doctor's office one morning with a bunch of people. And the man, he was really, really sick. That was behind me. Either before me or behind. And this one young lady from the church, she run up there. And she said, oh, I know I'm going to be blessed. She said, look, all of us need to be blessed now. And the people was looking at her like she was crazy. What? She said, because this evangelist Matt, he said, this lady here, y'all just don't understand, but we all need to be blessed. So the man said, ma'am, would you pray for me? I said, yeah. Right there on the sidewalk. Because we all was in line waiting for the doctor's office to open over there where my doctor was, Wendy Stevens, back in the day. This was a bad girl. Oh, she took good care of me. So look, there was a lady. She wanted prayer, people on canes and all of that. And the girl said, oh, I'm finna get some money. I know, because that's what I need. She said, I'm finna get everything I need. Y'all better get everything you need. And I'm looking crazy because I'm like, she done come up here and turned this out. And she done, you talking about a turner, she came up there and turned it up. And people was asking for prayer. Oh, that was just a wonderful time. Yeah. But she knew me from Divine Truth and Deliverance Ministry. And I had gone over there, I think it was for a new year, and I taught on love. And she said, we love one another in here. They missed the whole thing. They didn't grasp it. They missed the whole thing. But now, nonetheless, I obeyed and got my blessing. And so when I talked to her, you know, Bishop gave way for me to let God use my mouth. I had told her about some money she was getting. And then she said, oh, she just told all my business, evangelist. Well, that's the way the Lord told me to handle it. Yeah. Now, if you tell me, like I said the other day, Friday, if you say, evangelist, please don't repeat this nowhere, or please don't tell anybody what I'm telling you, okay? Now, sometimes God will do it. He'll say this between you and them. Many times he don't say it. It's open. He want to do something, but we the people afraid to let God be God. We got to guard it. We got to keep it from getting out there when God trying to open some doors. Because of some illnesses, and people was told about the illnesses, I was blessed. He used that thing to bless me. I don't know what he does for others, but he used it to bless me. But we got to walk in the light of God. Light shine in darkness, darkness comprehended it not. We got to walk in the spirit. And when you walk in the spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of your flesh, the lust to hide things from people that need it as a testimony, to believe God for themselves. It's a number of things in there. I won't get deep with it, as they say. Yeah. And it's already all right today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Looking at John 15 and 10. Yeah, I got a minute. John 15 and 10. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. One more time, Barbara. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. That word abide means a big deal right here. But if you keep my commandments, you shall abide. You shall stay. You shall be in my love. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and I abide, I stay, I'm there in his love. I don't move from it. But we got to show him we love him. Obedience is the way. The scripture says obedience is better than the sacrifice. I'm talking to the believers this morning, to the saints of God, the people of God. I'm talking to those who say they're followers of Christ, Christians. They came out with so much. What would Jesus do? People were saying, well, I'm not God, this and that. But you say you're Christian. You quick to throw that up. But if you're a Christian, that means to follow the pattern of Jesus. He come to do the will of him that sent him. God sent it. We must take on that attitude too. I come to do the will of my Father. I didn't come to do the American dream. I needed a house, roof over my head. I needed a car. I have to have money to spend. I need a bath like everybody else. I need to eat. I need to pay bills. I need to do what? But my way of doing things, I got to let it Jesus reflect. I got to do the will of him that sent me. And it's already all right in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Peter 1:22 says this, seeing ye have purified your soul in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unframed love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Now that part right there, 1 Peter 1:22. I need you to pray. I need you to go there. Go there. And I need you to pray and ask God to give you understanding of this, give you knowledge of this and wisdom of this, and ask God to teach you how to use this. Many don't have it. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unframed love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. It don't mean you're going to switch in and out. Because some people switch in and out. But it's a form of mental health and they don't know these demons working. Some people have demons and they don't know it. They went to the altar and said, I do. Come into my heart and live forever. Walked away and before they got a half a block, more spirits came because they opened the door and they let them back in with the thoughts, with the doubts, non-belief, my own thoughts, what my theory is, all of this. Yeah, I'm telling you the truth. I'm doing this because of so-and-so. I'm doing that because of grandmama wanted me to go. Grandmama wanted me to be on the praise team. Grandma, yeah. This is a close friend of mine. I didn't know nothing about no Bishop Carl Doles when I went over there. I didn't know nothing about no Jackie Doles when I went over there. God sent me. They weren't related to me. I'm not going to no family church. I tried that a few times. I don't like that. If you don't do something they want you to do, they fall out with you. Your name ringing all through the family. I ain't got time for that. I told my cousin from Georgia, I said, listen. And she was telling me about the family. I said, look, I can't be bothered with them people. I said, because I'm praying for them. Because one thing, they talk about each other too much for me. I don't like all that. I don't think I heard from her since then. You hear me? Because evidently you was a part of that. Yeah, I don't got time for that, and I don't have to come to no family reunion. I pray for y'all, certainly will, put the word out there for you. I can love my enemy, but I don't have to be bothered. I can love my unsaved family members, but I don't have to be bothered with them. I pray for them. Sometimes you may have to fast for them. Yeah. This is the Song of Solomon, chapter 8 and verse 7. 1 Peter 1:22. 1 Peter, the first chapter, chapter 1, verse 22. Song of Solomon, chapter 8 and verse 7. Many waters cannot quench love. Neither can the floods drown it. If a man would give all the substance of his house for love, it would utterly be contemned. Or contend. I know people have died because they love somebody. I know men have died because another man came upon the woman that he loved. Now, sometimes it was just pure foolishness. He wasn't in love with this woman, but he let the devil tell him foolishness and lost his life over it. God is faithful. So I'm looking at 1 John 4:7, and this what this says. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. And how can that be, Barbara? For God is love. Jonathan, read that first John chapter 4. These things I'm telling you, John gonna tell you. Everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God, for God is love, I promise you. Oh, there's so many down here, y'all. I won't get to them all. But I thank God this morning for his word. Yeah. I thank God for today, for God is love. Now, what love is not this morning? Love is not God. Instead, God is love. Love is not sex, but couples express their love physically in sexual ways, including intercourse, which sometimes lead to the birth of a child. You find that the first part, that love is not God, instead God is love, in 1 John 4:8 and 1 John 4:16. The second one, love is not sex, but couples express. You'll find that over in Genesis chapter 4:1, Genesis 4:17, Genesis 4:25, Genesis 29:23, Genesis 29:30, Genesis 38:2, Ruth 4:13, 1 Samuel 4:19, 2 Samuel 12:24, 1 Chronicles 2:21, 1 Chronicles 7:23, Isaiah 8:3. This is where you find this. Love is not sex, but couples express their love physically in sexual ways. You find that over there. Including intercourse, which sometimes leads to the birth of a child. And these were the biblical examples in Genesis and Ruth and Samuel and Chronicles and Isaiah. Yeah. 3 says that love is not fearful. You find that in 2 Timothy 1:7 and 1 John 4:18. What love is? Love is the greatest virtue. 1 Corinthians 12:31, 13:13. Especially 1 Corinthians 13:4-8. It is the chief fruit of the Holy Spirit at work in and through our lives. Galatians 5:22-23. Yeah. God is the source of all true, giving, ongoing love. God's love for us is fully expressed through his Son, Jesus Christ. John 3:16. Romans 5:8-10, Titus 3:5. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to wrap it up. God's love is also fully expressed by adopting us as his children. John 1:12, Galatians 4:5, Ephesians 1:5. Ephesians 1:5. 1 John 3:1. In both cases, God loves us with an everlasting love. Psalms 103:17, Jeremiah 31:3. Love means doing what God has commanded us, and he has commanded us to love one another. 2 John 1:6. Indeed, the greatest commandment, second half, is to love your neighbor as yourself. Leviticus 19 and 18, Leviticus 19 and 34, Matthew 22 and 39, Mark 12 and 31 through 33, Luke 10 and 27, Romans 13, 8 through 9, Galatians 5, 14, James 2 and 8. Yeah, I like all this kind of carrying on. I like this kind of carrying on now. The greatest commandments, first half, is to love God wholeheartedly. Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9, Deuteronomy 10, 12 through 13, Deuteronomy 11 and 13, Deuteronomy 13 and 3, Deuteronomy 30 and 6, Joshua 22 and 5, Matthew 22, 37, Mark 12, 30, and Luke 10, 27. Yeah. It gave some biblical examples to follow. Like Job, I cling to God, who loves me and is in control in the midst of my deepest pain, Job 1 and 21. Like Ruth, I care loyally for my loved ones, Ruth 1 and 16. Like Jehoshaphat, I face trials and danger with songs of praise for God's faithful love, 2 Chronicles 20 and 21. Like Nathaniel, I am known by God and loved, John 1 and 29. I've been 1 in 49. Oh, I like all of this. I like all of this. Yeah, like the Samaritan woman, I am satisfied because God knows me, loves me, and feels me, John 4 and 42. Yeah. Biblical commands to obey. Oh, it's just so much on love. I love God with all my heart, soul, strength, and mind. I rejoice in God. Incredible love for me. Hallelujah. I love God and obey his commandments. I love God's people. I love my spouse. Yeah. Oh, he'll bless you. He'll bless you. I love my children. I love my relatives and friends. I love my neighbors as myself. I love those in need, widows, orphans, the poor, immigrants, refugees, and others who are downtrodden and oppressed. I hate evil and love what is good. I do not love the things of this world, which are temporal at best. I choose to love the Lord, live for him, and enjoy his rich blessings. I know that's right. I believe God offers incredible deep peace to those who love him and obey what he commands. I believe God is jealous for my wholehearted commitment and love. I believe God is rich in unfailing love to all who love him, trust him, confess his sins, experience his forgiveness, and obey him wholeheartedly. I think I went back to it. Okay. Yeah. And I would ask myself, what does it really mean to follow Jesus? What does that really mean? Yeah. What does it really mean to follow Jesus? Yeah. Because if we're following him, there is a huge difference in our lives. We're not the same. We don't do the same things we used to do. Yeah. Songwriter wrote a song that says, stop, look, and listen. There's a great change in my life. Stop, look, and listen. There's a great change in my life. Things I used to do, Lord, I don't do no more. Stop, look, and listen. There's a great change in my life. Yeah. Places I used to go, I don't go no more. Things I used to say, I don't say no more. The way I used to feel about certain things, I don't feel no more. But there's a great change has come in my life. So I'm telling everybody else, hey, stop, look, listen. There's a great change came in my life. Because what I'm doing is I'm talking of his wondrous works. And I'm making known his deeds among the people. They need to know that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. They need to know now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by faith the elders obtained a good report. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And we, the Christian, the followers of Christ, we should be the ones telling the good news. Yeah, because he did it for us, and we believe. He did it for us, and we know it. I often tell people, one thing I know about myself is I know God changed me. You may not like me. You may not like the way that I come across, the way that I am, or whatever. But I know beyond a doubt that he saved me. I know it was him that sanctified me, and I know it was him that filled me with his spirit. I'm not that same old Barbara. Because sometimes, you know, you can do things undercover. People don't know you're doing it. You mean an evil undercover. But if any man be in Christ today, listen good. He's a new creature. Old things passed away, and behold, all things became new. Listen though, but you have to be in him. Because if you're not in him, he's not in you. And you're on your own. And there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. Yeah. And God is already all right today. He's a provider. Do you know what it means to be provided for? Anybody ever provided for you before? Well, this particular God, Jehovah, he provides. He never misses a beat. And even if you're physically hungry, listen to me, you can get the word of God and get full. I promise you. And then what he's going to do is send somebody your way or something your way to make sure that you get the food that you need as often as you need it. Whether you cook it or he sends somebody to bring it or however. He's a provider. He provided a shelter for me. I needed transportation. He provided transportation for me. When I need money, he provides money for me because I'm willing to work and obey him. And again this morning, those benefits, no company in this world can match. No company in this world can match it. Because the benefits that he provides, they're greater, oh my goodness, than any company. Because see, a company going to look at what they're going to make and what they're going to lose. But the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Hallelujah. So he can provide like this. Okay, so listen, I'm going to the next song of the morning. And when we come back, the studio is open. If someone has something they would like to say, please feel free to press the number one. And if you found out where love is, I need you to press that number one and come in and share with us. We're going to this song right here.
This next song is a favorite of mine because I stop and think of why I love Jesus. And the first thing that comes to mind is I love him because he first loved me. I love him because he looked beyond my faults and he sees all of my needs. I love him because in spite of Edward, he still loves me. I love him because he meets every need. And not only the need, but he supplies and gives me my heart's desire. Saints, you know a lot of things we don't even need. We don't even need them, but just because we want them, God gives them to us. Hallelujah. Pray for us as we come with, Lord, I love you. Yes, I praise you.
Yes, I praise you.
How I praise you, Jesus.
How I praise you.
I really praise you.
I really praise you.
Just for who you are.
Just for who you are.
In all of your glory.
radio not just for your ears, but also for your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I love you. And if we love him, we should keep his commandments. If we love him, we should obey his word. Stop. Take your time. Look at things. Because the race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but the one that endures to the end. We may have some breaks. I'm running this race. I'm tired. I'm sweating. I'm giving out of breath. So I stop and I get me a little water and I continue on. Sometimes in this race, things happen. We lose a loved one. We go through divorce. We may lose a house, a car. We may lose a job. But I took a break, not from God or his word, but from being over-concerned, not worrying. I stop. I take a break to get in his word and see what his word says about my situation. I get in his word to make sure I'm yet obeying God, no matter my circumstances, no matter my situation. Because with God, all things are possible. And many times in this race, God will remove something from our lives so that something better can come. And we're not just with him because of what he gives. Not because I won't have any wants. It's an important thing to go through trials, tribulations. It's very important that we have these things in our lives because our trials come only to make us strong. God is not punishing us. He don't hate us. We're not his enemies. We're his children. We're his loved ones. We're his people. For God so loved us. He sent his only begotten son. Today, if we believe, we won't perish, but have everlasting life. Because if we believe, we're going to continue to believe. Because if God did this, truly he'll do that. If he did that, yes, he will do this. And it's not about us living in the natural. It's more so we live in the spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Many don't want to hear all of that. They have their own form of godliness. They believe they can do anything they're big enough to do, and God will still have a place for them. He said, if you obey me, you belong to me. If you don't obey me, you're not mine. If you're not obeying me, you don't believe. And guess what? I'm not yours and you're not mine. But we have to stop. Make sure we're not lying. Make sure we're not cheating, stealing, gossiping, judging people in the wrong way. Make sure we're doing what pleases God. Sometimes we have a broken heart. We're troubled. This is who God comes to the rescue for. Sometimes we don't understand. We have to stop and pray for understanding. Pray for knowledge and wisdom. Wisdom is the thing that help us to put in the right perspectives what we've learned and what we know. Wisdom calls us to balance it out and put it where it should be. If we love him, keep his commandments. If we love him, love one another. Is love. Love our enemies. Today, it appears that there's no such thing as respect. When I was coming up as a child, you respect your elders, older people. Yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am was always in order. And when you was around older people, you didn't talk any old kind of way. Cuss words wasn't said. And today, if you got God, that cussing should be gone. Peter got it right. Remember, Peter was a cusser. Not only that, if you fool with Jesus, Peter would cut your ear off. But Peter got it right. I had a nephew, and I'd like to think he got it right. He did plenty of ungodly things. But if you said something against Jesus, he would put you in check right there. I don't care who you were. Who are you talking about would get angry about that thing? And he got killed. And I'd like to think he repented before he left here. It don't mean that he did. It's just what I want to believe. Because I believe he loved the Lord. He just didn't know. And he just never really took the time to really focus in this race that we're running. Yeah. Because sometimes we have to stop, take a break, to study the word of God, to find out what the word says about whatever. And that's the best place to go for any situation you have today. Stop yourself and look that word up, whatever it is you're going through, and see what God said about it. A lot of times I don't do it because I know this, I'm the head and not the tail. This too shall pass. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. It came, but it won't stay. It won't last. It won't change me nor my situation to the point of where I lose. I'm a winner because he's my God, Jehovah. I'm his daughter. He have all power, and he love his daughter, so he going to take good care of me. Whatever come my way, I can depend on him. Can you depend on God today? Are you depending on Jesus? Are you leaning to your own understanding, or are you acknowledging him in all your ways and allowing him to direct your path? Are you being wise in your own eyes? If so, stop. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. I went to the eye doctor and I gave her that, and she quoted it up to verse 6. Ooh, I felt the spirit of the Lord. Hey, but I went on to verse 7. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. She said, yeah, they don't get that out. No. Because you got to do something. It takes more. And we don't want to be our own enemies. And if we don't love him, if we don't obey him, we are our own enemies, because he has given us opportunity. He has given us chance. He has made it aware to us. But we must apply this word to our everyday lives and stop following up what people are saying, even in the world, because we're in the world, but we're not of the world. That devil have come so many times and tried to shit me to buckle down. I can't do it. And I refuse to take God's place. I can't take care of me. I would like to, but I can't. So because I can't, there's no point in me trying. Now unto him. Who is him, Barbara? Jehovah. Now unto him that's able to keep me. He will keep me if I want to be kept. When I stand before him, he'll keep me blameless before his throne, because he knows, hey, glory, the very intent of my heart. And it's not for evil, but it's for good. Listen, intercessors, today, if you would, I need you to keep Nikki in prayer. Yeah, she's having surgery today, so I told her whenever the surgery was, I would be there. So after the show, I would get dressed and run over to the hospital so I can pray her through surgery. But y'all pray with me if you don't mind. Remember, Sister Sherry in your prayers, Sister Dot, Sister Irene, Sister Jerry. Remember them in your prayers today, because they need it. And let me tell you, sometimes you're not looking for the blessings of the Lord. You're just going on. You done prayed for whatever it was, you know. and you're going on, and God will show up and give you something else because we are praying for each other. And where two or three are gathered in his name is touching and agreeing again this morning, he's in the midst. And not only is he in the midst, but he will answer the prayer because two of us prayed and agreed on the same thing. Yeah. But let's keep his word today. Let's walk in the spirit and not fulfill the lust of our flesh. Let's remember his word and obey it. Yeah. And it's already all right today in Jesus' name. Yeah, I'm thankful. I'm thankful. Listen, I love this little prayer, and I like to share it with you every day when I remember. So we're going to listen to this little prayer, and then I'm coming back with another song, another request. And if you would be so kind as to press that number one if you have something to say this morning and come in, yeah, and share. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, may nothing separate me from you today. Teach me how to choose only your way today, so each step will lead me closer to you. Help me walk by the word and not my feelings. Help me to keep my heart pure and undivided. Protect me from my own careless thoughts, words, and actions. And keep me from being distracted by my wants, my desires, my thoughts on how things should be. Help me to embrace what comes my way as an opportunity rather than a personal inconvenience. And finally, help me to rest in the truth of Psalm 86:13. Great is your love toward me. You already see the ways I will fall short and mess up, but right now, I consciously tuck your whisper of absolute love for me into the deepest part of my heart. I recognize your love for me is not based on my performance. You love me, warts and all. That's amazing. But what's most amazing is that the Savior of the world would desire a few minutes with me this morning. Lord, help me to forever remember what a gift it is to sit with you like this. Amen.
Sacrifice, he died, went by his life. about me. When I was burdened down in sin, Lord, he came and set me free. When I got tired on my way, the Lord gave me strength to make it through the day.
Jubilees this morning, and the title of that one is God's Been Good to Me. Hallelujah. And I'm thankful unto him for the good, for the good. Hallelujah. I thank him for the bad myself and the ugly as well. Because of this, trials come again this morning to make us strong. Hallelujah. All right, Brother Anthony, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning, sir. God bless you. How are you?
Bless, holla, favor. Can you hear me this morning?
I can hear you. If you speak just a little bit louder, it'll be a little bit clearer.
How about now?
Yes, sir.
All right. Bless, holla, favor. Good morning, Ms. Barbara. Good morning to everybody listening this morning. Just first of all, I want to give God thanks for waking me up this morning. Thank you for life, health, and strength, keeping me in my right mind, allowing me to see another day. Thank God for that tip in my limbs. And thank God for who he is to me, what he's doing in me, where he brought me from, where he's taking me yet. And again, just to be here this morning, that, you know, just hearing y'all voice, and hope y'all bless your minds again, and know that the Lord has woke us up to see another day. And I kind of heard a little bit of what you were saying, but I did hear you say, you know, if you knew what love was, to call in. And I can't, I'm still learning what love is. I can say that part. You know, I know some of the characteristics of love. I can say that. But I'm still learning exactly what love is. You know, I haven't got to that point. So that's where I'm at with it. You know, but if I could say some of the characteristics, I would say, you know, this treating the person, you know, with respect, you know, and not being selfish to others, you know, being kind to individuals, you know, catering to others despite of what you need, you know, I would say that, you know, and just having, being humble, you know, to one another and showing love, you know, if they don't show love to you, you know, still show love to them, you know, because that's what God does every day for us, you know. And he died on the cross for our sins. So, you know, God show us the ultimate love every day, you know. And I appreciate it. I thank God for him dying on the cross. Thank Jesus for dying on the cross and dying for my sins, you know. And I thank God for allowing his son to be put on the cross to die, because, you know, he had to let him do that easily. You know, we could have said, you know, hey, I ain't worried about it. Them people down there, you my son. I want to keep you. So that showed you, you know, that showed me, you know, well, you know, he didn't have any selfishness in his self towards us, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he had enough love in his heart through the love for his son to love us. So, you know, that just kind of rained in my mind, you know, and of course we know family, you know, we love our family, our children, you know, and sometimes, you know, our children or parents or whoever they may be, you know, they might get on our skin a little bit, you know, or we might have good times or bad times. We might go through, you know, little altercations and have a little couple words, but at the end of the day, we could come together again, you know, once those things, sometimes, most of the time, we can come back together once those things die down and, you know, forgive one another. And that's another characteristic, I would say, forgiveness. You got to have forgiveness in your heart, you know, to be able to love, you know, because a lot of times people do stuff to you or have done stuff to you, you know, in this walk of life, you know, and, you know, we have to have enough, you know, forgiveness in our heart to let those things go that they did towards us and still love them. So, you know, that's kind of where I'm at with that, Ms. Barbara. And I also wanted to say as well, I was listening to that show of testimony about the guy that got shot, you know, and his trip to hell. And, yeah, I got a little bit more in depth. You know, I listened to it a couple times, and, you know, just some of the things that he was saying, you know, that it made me, you know, a lot of talking that, you know, listen to people conversate and stuff. You know, now I got to the point, I ain't got time to be all doing all that talking and listening to what you saying, because you ain't going to draw me into it. Nah, you can't draw me into it. Yeah, so, you know, we got sometimes we just got to listen, you know, and pay attention to certain, you know, and, you know, that's a lot of stuff that's going on. I just think about, you know, what he was saying about, you know, even gossiping. You know, if you really look at it, you know, news, that's gossip. If you really think about it, are they talking on radio shows about certain things? So now they're involving us, you know, and then they got us talking about what they were talking about. Now we gossip about what they talking about. You know, so it's like a chain effect, you know. And if you don't, you say, what the word say, our people die from the lack of knowledge, you know, not having an understanding of things. And, when you know, we kind of, I was trying to think of the word, but we kind of being sucked in and engaged in the conversation and stuff, you know, and now, you know, they got us, setting us up for failure, you might as well say. So, you know, I just hope that, you know, touch somebody's ears, you know, that somebody heard it, you know, to know, you know, next time somebody comes talking that stuff, okay, you know, that's what your opinion is or what your opinion is. You ain't got to continue with that conversation. You can go ahead and cut them short. I ain't trying to be rude, you know, but I got other things to worry about besides what's going on with Mary Sue and Clyde, you know. So, you know, this is just the way, you know, where I'm at with it, you know. And, you know, like I said, you know, you ain't got to be rude. It's a way of going about doing things. You can be respectful, you know. And then I was thinking about what he was saying, you know, how, you know, how the demons, how they were walking, and how if you look at the music videos and how they be dancing in the music videos, how the people dancing in the music videos is how the demons were walking. But now, as I think about it, I'm like, okay, now that kind of makes sense, you know. And wonder now, is that a spirit that got a hold of that person that got them dancing like that? And, you know what I'm saying, you don't know what you're doing when you're dancing. You don't know what kind of, you know, things you know, doing or spirits you gathering by the configuration of how you dancing, you know. And, you know, so, you know, it opened my eyes a lot just listening to what he was saying and certain things. So, you know, but I just wanted to say that this morning, and hope y'all have a blessed and awesome Monday starting off y'all week. And y'all just continue to pray my sweet in the Lord, and I pray y'all sweet in the Lord, and y'all have a blessed, awesome, mighty day. Amen.
Amen. And you too, Brother Anthony. We found the answer. Where is love? It was in God, for God is love. And like you say, listening to the young man and listening to radio, TV, other stuff, you'll find your stuff positive. I'm going to tell you something, that they got all this stuff out about the celebrities and all of this P. Diddy. And now what I need to do for him is pray that the Lord bring him back to him, because God made him for his pleasure. But sometimes it's our choice and what we choose to do. And some people, they want to be up top. They want all this money and fame. But I'm going to tell you something. If you get rich, you're going to be more worried than you are when you're poor. I'm telling you what I know, not what they told me. When you're poor, see, I can go to any grocery store I want to. Nobody's going to follow behind me talking about nothing. I go at Walmart to get what I want. Nobody say nothing to me unless they speak and I speak. But you get rich, you're going to have to hide. And look how the devil is. He will allow you to win a lottery and put all your business out there that you done won billions of dollars. Now, what you think will happen? You got to go and hide it. Every bill collector that you own, every family member that you haven't heard from in 20 years coming, people going to come and just bring sob story after sob story to you. Now, when you poor, nobody's coming over there talking about nothing. The bill collector's not even talking about taking you to court. Yeah. So we have to be careful. Yeah. What you have is what God knows you can handle. What you have, God has blessed you with that, and no man can take it. And the most thing we got is Jesus. And he's the greatest thing to have. He's the most expensive thing that I could ever have in my life. Because guess what? His father is Jehovah, the God that have all power. Yeah, the God that made the heavens and the earth. Look what he said. He supplied need according to his riches and glory by his son, Christ Jesus. I'll need it. If I go to Jesus, he's going to take it to the Father, and he's going to say, yeah, because Jesus brought it. Now, I may have to wait on it. And if he says no to it, that means it will never work together for my good, or it won't make work together for my good today. But as soon as it becomes evidence that it'll work for my good, he's releasing it. I believe that. Yeah. But we got to be careful, because hell is real. It's a real place. And we don't want nothing to do with it. I heard him say we leave church and go to gossiping about people. Yeah. Unforgiveness. Oh, we haven't forgiven some people, and we haven't forgotten what they've done, because we hold on to it miserably and holding on to it. I let it go. Won't keep me bound. I'm right here talking about what you did to me. Now I'll go head on. I'm good. I thank God for the experience. It taught me so I won't fall in the trap again. But I'm not remembering you. That's not why I'm falling in the trap. I'm remembering God opened my eyes. Yeah, watch as well as pray. Hallelujah. And it's already all right this morning in the name of Jesus. Is there anyone else? Let me do this right quick, because some mornings, y'all know, I will forget. Good morning to you, area code 267. God bless you this morning. And I often say it could be my goddaughter, Laura, or it could be Sister Samoa. Good morning to you, Sister Rita, Pastor David, Sister Sion, Sister Irene, Sister Dorothy Goodman this morning. And there were a few more. I think Minister Shonda was here earlier. Good morning to you, Sister Jerry, listening. And Sister Sherry, good morning to you. God bless you this morning. Thank God for each of you, praying for you, because we know not only does God hear prayer, but he answers. And so I'm so thankful unto him. Would you turn that heat on for me, Shante? Thank you. Yeah, I have to run through the shower, get dressed. But I give God the glory and the honor and the praise, and let's not forget Nikki today going under the knife and everything, but we know God can control and to bite the hands that guide the hands of the surgeon and all of these kind of things. So I'm thankful unto him. I was trying to remember if there's a something I should share this morning, but it didn't come back to me, but I'm good. Oh, and keep my brother, Willie, keep him lifted in prayer. He had a pacemaker done on Thursday, and on Friday afternoon, they sent him over to rehab. So I was able to go on Saturday and visit with him, and he's got some Alzheimer's, and we want to keep him lifted up in prayer. And so hopefully I may get back down there tomorrow. I'm not sure, because I sure would like to check on him through the week, you know what I'm saying, and make sure he's doing well in the place where they put him. And so we thank God. He's got children, and I'm sure they will go, but I like to make sure I'm there, because I don't know what they're doing. And, you know, sometimes people come up with excuses. Yeah, because that's a ways to go. And then when you get there, you know, you got to sit there for a while so to visit. So we, you know, when you're older, you know a few things that younger people don't know. Yeah. Because, see, they don't believe, because I was one of them, that I would get old and my time may come to an end. I thought life would just continue on. I would be in my good health. I could run as fast as I used to. I could do, you know, the things I used to do. That's not true. And I still do a lot, but there are certain things I don't do like I used to. Yeah, movement getting slower. I'm older. And it should. And it should. Yeah, I'm not trying to stay 20 out here. And I'm 67. No, that's not what I'm trying to do. Yeah, I play some games to keep my mind a little fresh. And I go on in Jesus. Eating right and going in Jesus. And it'll be all right. Yeah. So I thank God this morning, and I'm grateful unto him. But we're going to pray out. If there's no one else have something they would like to say, I will pray us out this morning. And we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. Lord, again, another Monday, a new week beginning. You brought us this far, and God, we thank you. Father, we come asking that you would lead and guide us this day in the right path for your name's sake. Help us to watch our words and what we say. And Lord, let us speak life to our own situations and our surroundings and our family members. Help us, Lord, not to gossip. Help us not to not forgive, but to forgive. And Father, lead and guide us today and give us a heart and a mind to follow your lead. Let us lean not to our own understanding, but Father, in all our ways, let us acknowledge you, believing you'll direct our path in the name of Jesus. And as we depart this morning, bless our going out. Father, bless our coming in. Meet the need in our lives today according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. And Father, you're our shepherd, and we shall not want. Lord, bless us with the desires of our hearts today in the name of Jesus. And I speak uncommon miracles, blessings, and favor upon your people today in the precious name of Jesus. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today, April the 15th, 2024, in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye. Have a blessed day, and we are going to our last song of the morning. And after this song, I won't be coming back today. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Hallelujah. Did I go up enough? Wait a minute, y'all. I didn't go up and up and down enough. One of the two.